The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
It's Snowmageddon 2020, and we all could die. I'm sorry, I was watching the Weather Channel just a few minutes ago before we went on the air. And it's going to be bad. It's going to be so bad. All right. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. In all honesty, I was almost late to getting on the air today because just as I was walking out of my office, my phone rang. Not my cell phone, my office phone on my desk. You know, the old landline. Yeah, I've actually got one in my office. It rang, and I thought, well, you know, I got to go down the hall and go on the air, but this could be an important phone call. So I answered it, and sure enough, it was important. The warranty on my car may expire soon. Now, here's the only problem. My personal car is a 2004. That's my car, 2004. I don't think that your warranty is about to run out is appropriate. Now, Joy's car, she lets me drive it every once in a while. Her car is a 2011. It's only 9 years old. Oh. How many times every day do all of us receive those phony baloney car warranty phone calls? And if you listen, I don't recommend that you do, but if you listen long enough, it says, if you want to be put on the do not call list, press 2. You can press 2 till your finger bleeds. They're still going to call you. Oh, my goodness. And then I walk into the studio, and seriously, the Weather Channel is on the monitor. I have no idea who put the Weather Channel on our monitor in my on-air studio, but they did, and it's there. And there's a new storm coming to the Northeast. And I've mentioned this before, but do you find it bizarre that they name every storm now? They name them all, and they're all going to kill everybody. So this is Gale, or I think this storm begins with a G. Gale or Georgia or something. I don't know. And I am not making this up, and I'm not exaggerating. Okay? They had some guy, I think he was somewhere in Pennsylvania, I think, giving a live report. And he's out in the snow, and he's got his gloves on and his coat. And he's walking through the snow talking about how bad it's going to be. It's going to be bad. Now, it may get bad there. I understand that. But there's about 2 inches of snow on the ground. About 2 inches of snow. And I kid you not. I kid you not. He's walking down the sidewalk and he says, "You can see the snow coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down, and it's sticking to the," and he points to a lamppost. I'm not making this up. He points to a lamppost. He says, "See, it's sticking on the lamppost." And then he's got a broad-brimmed Indiana Jones kind of hat on, and it's got a few flakes of snow on his hat, and he seriously points to his hat, and he says, "It's even sticking to my hat." I thought, who hires these people? And not, who watches them? Oh, my goodness. And of course, tonight, because we have a little bit of snow on the ground, 10 o'clock news, 11 o'clock news, you know it, it's going to be. Here is our live report from the Salt Barn. Okay. I had enough of that because I have ranted about that before. How about some good news from the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals? The 8th Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday afternoon overturned a lower court's ruling that had blocked 4 pro-life laws in Arkansas. Yeah, federal judge in lower court had blocked the enforcement of 4 pro-life laws in Arkansas. Yesterday afternoon, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the lower court, and now all 4 life-saving, pro-life laws can be enforced in Arkansas. The Attorney General's Office, Leslie Rutledge, released this statement, quote, "The Attorney General applauds Tuesday's decision denying an in-bank review. This is another win, validating the pro-life laws in Arkansas. One of the laws is the Unborn Child Protection from Dismemberment Abortion Act, which means unborn babies cannot be dismembered alive in the womb. Another one, a Sex Discrimination Act, which prohibits anyone in the state of Arkansas from having an abortion simply because they didn't like the gender of the baby that was going to be born, or that it was Down syndrome. The other two laws are equally important, and the judges on the 8th Circuit Court cited a recent opinion by U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts as the reason for their decision. John Roberts gets a lot of criticism, and most of it justified, but in this case, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals referred to a decision, an opinion written by Chief Justice John Roberts, in overturning the lower court, which now allows these 4 pro-life laws to be enforced in the state of Arkansas. Now, we know the big thing will be some of the heartbeat bills, Several states around the United States, including the state of Ohio, have passed heartbeat bills. None of them can be enforced because of rulings by federal courts. We know that sooner or later, they're going to come before the Supreme Court. We can only pray, and we must pray, that these heartbeat bills come before the United States Supreme Court, before Joe Biden has an opportunity to pack the court, which I am almost positive he will try to do. All right, we need to take a break. Then we'll be back. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Are you ready for the latest dose of left-wing hypocrisy? Now, New Orleans is a beautiful city. Been there a couple times. It's a beautiful city. Some great churches. My friend Fred Luder pastors one of the largest churches in Louisiana, and it's in New Orleans. A lot of good things about New Orleans, but New Orleans is known more than anything else for complete debauchery. Now, we don't use that word commonly anymore, but it's true. New Orleans is known for the Mardi Gras, where morality flies out the window. Anything goes. Pure debauchery. It's just vile and dirty and filthy and nudity and partial nudity and drunkenness everywhere. Sadly, tragically, that's what New Orleans is known for. The French Quarter, Bourbon Street, the reputation, even among completely secular people, is a reputation of drunkenness. I'm trying to think of other words, but debauchery just keeps coming to my mind. That's what New Orleans is known for. Okay? Here's a headline. New Orleans mayor demands Lauren Daigle be removed from New Year's Eve celebration. Now, what is this all about? Okay. Most of you are familiar with Dick Clark's rockin' New Year's Eve. And by the way, speaking of debauchery, have you watched it lately? Joanne, we're not prudes. We really aren't. And we used to watch, you know, the New Year's Eve, Dick Clark. We don't anymore. It's highly offensive to me, to Joy. We just don't need that. Sexually, it's more than just sexually suggestive. Not all of it. Of course, not all of it, but a good part of it. And every year, it gets worse. Well, evidently, they're already planning the December 31st ABC's Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve, and it will be broadcast live from several locations, including New Orleans. And one of the performers in New Orleans on New Year's Eve is Christian singer Lauren Daigle. Now, just as a side note, why would she want to be a part of this? But that's just the old fuddy-duddy in me. But no, seriously, why? From what that broadcast has become, why would she want to be a part of it? But that's for another day, another topic, and another discussion. But anyway, she has been chosen to be one of the performers on New Year's Eve live in New Orleans. Well, the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, is flipping out. She is having a fit. Now, is it because she's a Christian? No. Here's why. She was part of an outdoor worship meeting where people didn't wear masks. She was, and by the way, she wasn't scheduled to be a part of this worship meeting. According to the story that I'm reading, she was riding a bike. She lives in New Orleans. She lives in Louisiana. And this outdoor worship session, and she's riding a bike by, and people recognized her and said, "Hey, would you sing a song with us?" And she stopped, going, "Oh, okay, yeah, I'll sing a song." So she sang one song with them, and they weren't wearing masks. And that's why the mayor of New Orleans is saying she cannot participate. This is a direct quote from New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Quote, "She harmed our people. She risked the lives of our residents, and she strained our first responders in a way that is unconscionable in the midst of a public health crisis. This is not who we are, and she cannot be allowed to represent New Orleans or the people she willfully endangered. Lauren Daigle cannot and should not be rewarded with national media exposure." So, nudity and semi-nudity in the Mardi Gras is fine. That's okay to represent New Orleans. Public drunkenness like crazy, people drunk as skunks, falling down on the street, lying in their own vomit because they're drunk out of their head. That's okay to represent New Orleans. But Lauren Daigle didn't wear a mask. And that, my friends, is immoral. What an illustration of the warped morality of the liberal left. I mean, seriously, think about the hypocritical irony of the mayor of Mardi Gras City demanding that Lauren Daigle be removed from Dick Clark's rockin' New Year's Eve because she didn't wear a mask once. Oh, my goodness. Can the hypocrisy get any deeper? I suppose so, but you'll have to look long and hard to find it.